I lay in a patch of sunlight, feeling more admiration for myself than I would have ever thought possible. Mere days ago, deep in the infinitude, I had defeated General Fang, outwitting him and the two other treacherous warlords who had tried to destroy me. And now, I, Whiskers the Incomparable, was the Emperor of the Universe. Congratulatory messages had come pouring in from all corners of the cosmos. Already this morning, I had enjoyed a tuneful ode to my greatness sung by the talented kangaroo birds of Nesperus, and learned that the Pleograc silverfish had renamed their capital Whiskersland. My communicator vibrated, signaling the arrival of yet another video tribute. Though my throat ached from all the purring, I clicked on the message, and a vicious little spotted face filled my communicator screen. Well, well, well. If it wasn't the Calico Queen, the wretched Earth Kitten, who had, with the help of her two idiot brothers, ripped the Litterboxian throne from my claws.
Meow, meow,
she said.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, delight! The little traitor was singing my praises. Not that I could understand what she was saying. Like every other Earth cat, she could only speak that one word of feline gibberish.
Meow,
she continued.
Meow, meow, meow.
It did not actually sound like she was complimenting me.
Meow.
When she spat at the camera and hung up, I realized that the so-called Kitten Queen had been mocking me. I was amused by her taunts, however. Though once I would have done anything to rule Litterbox again, now it was beneath me. After all, I ruled the entire universe. I would need to teach this kitten a lesson, of course. Such rude meowing could not go unpunished. But first, a nap. The moment I closed my eyes, though, the ogres on the floor above me began shouting to one another. Should the Lord of all living matter really have to put up with the interruptions of these pitifully lower life forms?